This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, and right before the commercial break, top of the hour break, I said that, you know, that there is a place where teens and adults with disabilities belong. That place would be the Highland Friendship Club. They've been doing amazing work for such a long time here in our community. And joining us now is the executive director of the Highland Friendship Club. Her name is Patty Dunn. She joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. Patty, first off, I'm glad to have you back on the show. You're not in studio, so I do have to have that be a strike against you. So I'm gonna get something out of you not being. See, you're avoiding me right now. I know that you're busy, you're traveling, you got a son that's getting married and all this stuff, whatever. So I'm gonna get a lunch or something out of you at some point. But how are you doing?
You know what? It's a deal, Henry. Lunch sounds great. I'm in. I'm all in. And thanks for having me even just by phone. I appreciate it. It's always fun to talk to you.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. And I'm always excited this time of year because I get a chance to hang out with you and everybody from Highland Friendship Club and Joe Maurer, a Hall of Famer Joe Maurer, to help with the Langster Friendship Bowling event that you got coming up this weekend. But specifically for those people out there that haven't heard us talk here in studio or haven't heard Joe Maurer tout Highland Friendship Club, for those that need a little bit of a background and a primer for what you guys do and what you're about, kind of lay it out for them.
You bet. So Highland Friendship Club helps teens and adults with disabilities at the very core make friends. First of all, have a place where they can socialize and meet people and, like you said, have a place where they belong. And how do we do that? About 35 to sometimes 40 different programs every week in fitness and music and art and some things just like a walking club or social time over lunch. And it's something we've been doing for 23 years. Two St. Paul moms, Pat Leesman, Rosemary Figrilius, had sons who are hitting those tricky middle school years, and they found there just weren't a lot of opportunities in the community for them and others with disabilities to just have a place where they could hang out and meet people. So that's what we do.
Yeah, and I think it's really important. Talk about the importance of that because, I think that as a young person, you know, when you're growing up and when you're a preteen and then you become a teen, being able to have a support system, being able to have friends, being in places where you feel like you're appreciated and that you're loved is really, really important. It builds confidence.
So very true. Endlessly important. And we all remember those years, 7th, 8th grade, all of a sudden, you know, there's birthday parties where not everyone in the class is invited anymore because the groups start to form and kids start figuring out their own niches and whether it's band or sports or whatever it is, people with disabilities often get left behind during those years in particular. And we all know, again, how important it is for our own mental health and physical health to have personal relationships. It's just good for us.
Yeah.
So incredibly important. And you know from hanging out with our members that they have developed friendships with each other, some for many years. And it's just helpful in so many, many ways.
Yep. All right, so let's talk about an event that we enjoy being a part of, and it's so much fun for all of those that are involved with Highland Friendship Club, and specifically the participants and those adults and teens with disabilities. Let's talk about Lanes for Friendship. It's such a fun time. We get out there, we have a lot of fun bowling, and Joe Maurer is really the master of ceremonies.
He is. So with all the programs that we do every week, bowling is one of them that is just very popular with our members. They love to bowl. They're good at it. They get together and have fun. So we thought many years ago, before my time actually, you know, let's build an event around that where our members can do what they love to do, but also with our community and with our sponsors and our dear friend Joe Maurer, who's been with Highland Friendship Club supporting us and cheering us on since the very beginning. So it's really what I hear a lot afterwards is how much our sponsors and others who might not be in our programs every day can experience the magic of Highland Friendship Club, can experience just the joy and the friendship that our members bring. So it's a lot of fun. It's also incredibly important to what we do because we are a nonprofit and, you know, it's an important fundraiser for us. And so we love people to get involved. It's a sponsor-only event, but we do also a silent auction that goes along with it with all kinds of kind of unique experiential kind of items on there that people can find on our website. So it's just a community coming together and having a blast. It's really fun.
Yeah, we're talking to Patty Dunn, Executive Director of Highland Friendship Club here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Yeah, we're going to have fun with the Lanes for Friendship. It is exclusive to the members of the club and those sponsors, but people can support Highland Friendship Club, not just right now, but throughout the year. The website is highlandfriendshipclub.org, but tell them a little bit more about how people can support you guys.
You bet. Well, right now, what we're finding one of our biggest needs is scholarships. Our programs do have small fees. It does not cover the entire cost, but we're finding in this past year and a half, that the requests for scholarships have doubled. So one way to help out, to go on our website and donate, and, you know, for just a few dollars a month, you can help send some of our members to a class and to go bowling who may not be able to afford it. And check out that silent auction and see if there's something on there that sparks people's interest, because there are some cool things. And volunteer. We absolutely welcome people to come and volunteer and just experience, because it's fun. You're volunteering, you're giving to us, but you'll also receive a lot in return. I promise that.
Yeah, it's. I just love, you know, being a part of what you guys do, and you know, even before you guys kind of had me, I guess you could say MC or hosted throughout the years, whatever. I just remember, you know, being invited by my friend Joe Gallagher many years ago, and just kind of, you know, partaking in it. And I think I did a radio broadcast when I was a K-Fan many, many years ago. And I just, you know, to me, one of the things that I really love and enjoy in life is when I can see a young person with a smile on their face.
Yeah.
And whenever you can see a young person with a smile on their face and they're happy, you know that that's a good day.
Absolutely. And it fills your heart right up. It does for me every day.
Yeah, it really does. So now, you know, for the listening audience out there that is learning more about you guys, will maybe invest a little bit of time in doing some more research, how many members would you say that you currently are assisting or are part of the program or have been throughout the years?
We, right now, we're growing, and we have about 200 active members right now signed up for programs. So, yeah, and our number of programs, I said 35 to 40, you know, just a few years before the pandemic, it was a dozen, 15 a week. So we're growing, and that's because the need is there, and we're happy to fill it.
I know that they're probably listening, but I definitely want to give a shout-out to both Pat and Rosemary, the founders, because I think that they're amazing women. And, you know, this, you know, Highland Friendship Club is born out of the love for their sons.
Yes. That's absolutely right. And it wouldn't exist without them and their vision. They'll be the first to tell you that 23 years ago, they weren't sure where this was going to go, but they just knew that they had an idea, and they have worked so hard to get HSC to where it is now. And they will, every time they speak to our group, you know, at events, they'll say, we're here forever. We've made a promise that we're not going to go anywhere. So that's our jobs now, to keep it going and get people involved and raise awareness about who we are.
Well, Patty, I appreciate you joining me here on the Lake Show. I truly enjoy being a part of your event every single year at this time. Real quickly, though, are you ready for the wedding? It sounds like you've got a son that's going to get married off.
I had two weddings this year, and the second one was this past Saturday. So if I sound tired, that's why.
Oh, I got you. I got you. So he got also, so well, congratulations. He just got married this past Saturday.
Oh, yeah, days ago. We got back yesterday.
And where was the wedding?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, Indiana. Okay.
Yeah, right.
What did you think?
I've had a blast, and it was so much fun.
Having fun in the Circle City.
I bet.
Well, rest up, and then I will see you on Saturday.
Thanks so much, Henry. Appreciate
it. All right,
so
take
much.
Care. Yep, that's
All
Patty
right,
Dunn, Executive Director of the Highland Friendship Club, joining us here on The Lake Show. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back, and you know what time it is. It's time for Bite of the Night. That's next year on The Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, so Christopher Tubbs is off tonight. Jonathan Lowe is in studio with me producing tonight. Chris is actually at the Prince the play tonight.
Oh, Purple Rain.
And there's a lot of people that are there. I know there's Stephen Silton is is there. He sent Chris sent a picture of him and Steven there. Spike Lee is there. The Wolves.
Hold on. Let me finish.
The Wolves are facing the Knicks. They are playing right now in Madison Square Garden, and Spike Lee is here.
He's not there. He's here.
He's here. I know for a fact because he was seen there. I texted a source of mine that is close to Spike Lee, and they confirmed that he is there.
Does he have – is there a suite? Because it's at the State, right? It's at the State Theater?
I don't know. I think it's at the State.
Does the State have suites where you can bring TVs in?
Hold on. Don't quote me on where it's at. I don't know. I don't know where
it's at. I believe it's at State. I believe I heard earlier in the day it's at State Theater.
Okay.
Wherever it's at, do they have a suite where they can put a TV in? Because I'm sure Spike wants to know how his Knicks are doing.
He can watch it later, man. He don't need to be – he doesn't need to – man, if he came that far to be a part of this, he'll catch up on the game later. You know that.
Man.
Ain't nobody tripping on the Knicks and Wolves tonight.
I cannot believe Spike – and it's a great thing that he's here.
Yeah.
And that he's seeing this performance, he's seeing this play. He could see it when it's on Broadway. He could wait for the play.
Nah, he's here, man. Open tonight. It's all good.
That's
big time.
That's insane to me.
That's big time.
Missing the Knicks game.
Let's get to the bite of the night. And the bite of the night is from Brandon Sir. He's a former NBA assistant. He won multiple championships. I think he won his championships when he was an assistant with the San Antonio Spurs. But in the soundbite, he's talking about, and it's from the Hoop Genius podcast, okay, the Hoop Genius podcast. He's talking about Russell Westbrook, who seems to be, I would think at this particular point, maybe the last 7 or 8 years of his career, kind of a polarizing figure, loud to some. Maybe he's gotten into it with a teammate or two. But this is his assessment of Russell Westbrook.
He's playing for the love of the game, not for money. That's what I love.
This is what I can't get my head around. You know, he's a Hall of Famer, as you said. He was great in Denver last year. He was great for the Clippers. How he went the whole summer without anyone picking him up, especially contending teams, it blows my mind.
Well, I can tell you why. It has nothing to do with Russ. It has to do with people and organizations being scared of someone. They're scared. The hardest thing to do in coaching in the NBA is to coach great players. The easiest thing to do is to coach guys that aren't that good because they'll do anything you tell them. The great players, you have to have incredible credibility, you have to have leadership ability, and you have to have incredible competence and the ability to connect with those guys.
I'm never going to talk bad about Russell Westbrook, and I'm going to tell you why. I played that soundbite because I think that is a very flattering soundbite from an astute NBA, longtime NBA personnel guy. Russell Westbrook at this point in his career is playing for the love of the game. Russell Westbrook does not need to make another dime. He doesn't. He's made a lot of money in his NBA career. He has a clothing company that he has that is doing well. It's called Honor the Gift. Russell Westbrook could probably end up going into being an analyst at some point. But Russell Westbrook loves basketball. He loves playing the game. And one thing that we can say a lot of things about Russell Westbrook, that his shot selection at times has been horrible. He's been out of control at times. Russell Westbrook has never, ever in his life with basketball on the court been a guy that never hustled. He has been giving 100% his entire time. In college with UCLA, in the NBA with OKC, and every team after OKC that he's played for, the one thing you cannot knock Russell Westbrook about is him not giving his all. He has given his all, J-Lo. Russell Westbrook is a guy that leaves it all out there on the court. Russell Westbrook, a Hall of Fame basketball player. You won't catch me talking bad about him.
Well, you were mentioning, I was going to mention Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, in other sports, Pete Rose. guys like, Mike Singletary would be one. You never felt cheated when you saw them play because, like you said, they gave the effort. They gave great effort. They gave max effort a lot of times. But they never sloughed. They never sloughed off. The thing with Westbrook, though, I agree with the assessment of great players are going to be tougher to manage, are going to be tougher to deal with because they have the confidence that they're going to be great. You have to have a certain level of confidence. That's why Phil Jackson is in many ways said to be the greatest coach in basketball, if not in other sports of all time, because he took on the stars. He was able to convince the stars to see things his way and to play his type of game, the game he wanted them to play. Russ is a polarizing figure. I think he's always been a polarizing figure. He's gotten into it with teammates. He's gotten into it with fans. He's gotten into it with, I think, a coach or two. I don't think he's gotten into it with – he hasn't gone Latrell Sprewell.
I don't think he's really got into it with coaches.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He might have gotten into it with one or two
and
coaches.
Fans,
but not really.
The fan stuff has been more so like fans – really going out of their way.
They're heckling him in an unjust way.
And they said some racist things to him and all that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that he was at fault for it. I'm just saying he has gotten into it with fans during his career. He's one of those guys that you appreciate the effort, but sometimes just like, you're kind of on the fence. He is an intriguing guy as far as in the annals of NBA history. The three guys that made up that Oklahoma City triumvirate a dozen years ago, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, you could say they might be in the top 10. All three of them might be in the top 10 for most eclectic players in NBA history.
Russell Westbrook, man, I just love his effort, dude. Like, he is a guy that just – and many times his effort lands him into a position of being out of control. Out of control, missing layups, taking some bad shots. But he gives it his all. He ain't never going to sell a team short. And he's not playing for big money right now. I'd have to look up what his current contract is. I bet he's probably making only about maybe like –
Now I will say this.
$3 or $4 million?
This is the one thing I think I don't know if I'd necessarily disagree wholeheartedly about it, but when you talk about he's playing for the love of the game, yeah, sure, I think most everybody out there is playing for the love of the game.
No, that's not true. Most everybody. I'll say most, yes.
That's why I said most everybody. I also think he wants a ring. I also think he's trying to get a ring before he retires.
Yeah, he wants a ring. But when you sign with the Sacramento Kings for $2.2 million, you know you're not going to get a ring with the Sacramento Kings.
I understand, but maybe he plays his way into a situation. And I'm not saying he's doing it this way.
Actually, 3.6.
But maybe he's playing, you know, you got to play.
Yeah, to give yourself an opportunity to win a ring.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe the Kings fall out of favor early in the season. They're sellers at the trade deadline. Someone really wants, you know, if Russ is playing hard, like he always does, if he's showing results, then maybe a contender wants him for that final piece.
I'm a little bit surprised that Denver didn't bring him back. Like, he played well for them last year. He really did. All right, coming up next, you know what time it is on a Wednesday at 7:30, we talk to our weekly Fox 9 News anchor. Tonight, it is Kelsey Carlson. She joins us next year on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It is Fox 9 News anchor Kelsey Carlson. She is joining us here courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. I wanted to start tonight's conversation with, I need full transparency from Kelsey tonight on this show. She always gives this to me, but I'm going to ask a specific question tonight. Is just because you're like the visibility for you is you can't get any more visible than being an anchor on television news. So with that, there has to be a lot of clothing that you have to have, right? Like apparel, because you're always changing. So is Kelsey Carlson, like, how many different outfits does Kelsey Carlson have? Like, do you have an expansive room with clothes? Or, I mean, like is it like you got multiple racks for shoes? You got so many different things for dresses and all. Like, what does that look like in your house?
I'm not that organized. I wish I was, Shoes, unfortunately, are more like a pile. I have a little rack that they're supposed to go on. They don't always make it there, so they're just kind of in a pile. But I don't know how many pieces of clothing I have, because I'll get rid of stuff and bring new things in. And I just try to have, I think I do wear things over and over again, but I try not to make my clothes very memorable, so that it's not too obvious. You know, if you wear a bright green suit, that's going to be memorable. So I wear a lot of earth tones and navy and, you know, things like that, so that it's just kind of like, okay, you know, it's just a dress.
All right, this is the reason why I brought it up, okay? And I love that answer, fully transparent answer, is because, well, look, we're both in media, but the dynamics are different because you're on television for the world to see every night. People hear me every night, but they can't see me. So,
yeah.
So with my situation, it's like this, Kelsey. So there are the clothes that are on the hanger and the shoes that are put up. Then there's the clothes that I have that are brand new, that are in the bag, that have the tags on them that I still have not gotten to yet. And then there's the pile, because I'm the, you know, the guy, right, that just has stuff in a pile. Then there's the clothes that I'm always wearing. And in radio, I tend to wear the same stuff the majority of the time. That's why if you see me take multiple pictures with people and you'll see it posted up on the podcast or have a guest in the studio, you might see me wearing an outfit that I wore the last couple of years. But then I've got all these clothes that I still have never broke out yet because I'm waiting for that special occasion or that special event or whatever. My point is, I need to go ahead and do a better job of putting all my stuff together collectively.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job. I think you always look nice, so don't be too hard on yourself here. I think everything looks great, Henry. I haven't noticed you wearing the same thing in a lot of pictures, so I think you got a lot of variety going on. But I agree. I don't feel like I'm very good with clothing, so casual clothing that I wear just around, you know, when I run errands and things like that and on the weekend, because...
You're a sharp dresser!
Oh, I don't know. Thanks, but I just don't have a lot of bandwidth for that. So my casual clothes, I have a few things that I wear all the time because it goes into the laundry and then it's at the top of the laundry pile. And then, you know, I just forget about other stuff that I have.
Yeah.
Or I just have a hard time putting things together.
Yeah.
I think, too, I went into a couple of stores last weekend just to try to find some casual clothes for fall. I've got a trip coming up, and I went into, like, three stores, and I couldn't think of anything that I could put together that would look right on me. You know, do you ever have those days when you go try to look for clothes, and you think, oh, this will take 30 minutes?
Well, yeah.
For
me, that happens because I am a clearance and a sales shopper. Like, I'm not a person that's going and typically getting stuff full price. I like to peruse the clearance racks and find the good stuff at dirt cheap. So that's typically how I roll, yeah.
Yeah, me too. It's like nothing looks right together. This combination doesn't look good, and I didn't buy anything.
What did election night look like for you yesterday? Because I know when I was there earlier doing the podcast with Ahmad Hicks, the H&H podcast for Fox 9, when I was in there, I saw who did I see? Oh my gosh, I'm blanking now. That does the Fox Day news
all day
all day.
Yep.
Amy Hocker. Yeah, Amy Hocker. So I saw Amy there earlier yesterday, and I checked in, and I saw a couple other people there because everybody was in the room during the day, and me talking to Ahmad. But then last night when I got off from doing the radio show, and I turned on Fox 9, I saw Randy hosting by himself, and I didn't see you, and I was like, I wonder what the schedule was like for you on election night. So did you have to do a shift leading into Randy, or how did that work out for you?
Yes, I did the early shows, and then I was on from 9 to 10.
Oh, okay, got you.
But you know what? We didn't have many results before 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But all the good stuff came in after 10.
Yeah.
So I was here. I must have just missed you because I came in pretty early yesterday as well.
Yeah, I left around 11:15.
Okay, I was in just a little bit later.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a busy day around here. We tried to, you know, it's that whole hurry up and wait. There's only so much you can do before results are in.
Yeah.
But everybody tries to be in place and have everything ready to go so that as soon as we do have results, everybody can start just attacking the numbers because it tends to come in all at once.
Yes, and I was going to ask about that because we're talking to Fox 9 news anchor Kelsey Carlson here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. We know that, you know, late in the evening is when you get those results in. Do you think that the ranked choice voting kind of pushes things back a little bit more? Because, like, you know, earlier today was when we found out the actual results with regards to Mayor Jacob Frey.
Yeah, it slows things down quite a bit. If you don't have one candidate that has more than 50% after the first ballots are counted, it does slow it way down because sometimes it has to go to a second and then a third count. And it's a lot of shuffling. It's a hard system to explain, But if you see it in action, it makes sense. When those candidates who have no path to winning drop off, then, and because a voter can put their first, second, and third choice on the ballot. So when those candidates who win like 10%, they have no path to winning, they drop off. The people who voted for those candidates as their first choice, then the person they put down as their second choice, those votes then go to that person who's still in the running, and until somebody gets to 50%.
Yeah.
So it does take a while to do all that tabulation. And I know, and I don't know what system is better. I think it's interesting to talk to people, see what the pros are. Let's say you have two people who, the top two vote getters, nobody's over 50%, but you take those two top tier candidates. And in the old days, we'd do like a runoff election a couple of weeks later. And then that would determine who the winner is. But that takes time and resources, and it's more drawn out. And this way, you do get a winner.
Yep.
On election night. So, yeah.
We'll take it. All right, so Kelsey, what are some of the top headlines that you guys will be covering this evening on the Fox 9 News?
Well, we're still talking about the election results. So we're looking at the mayor's race in Minneapolis and St. Paul, also city council seats in Minneapolis and school board referendums. So we'll go back over those races again. You'll hear from some of the candidates. And then moving forward, what are their platforms? Because there was an upset in St. Paul with Kali Her beating Melvin Carter. So we'll be looking at that race today. And then just on the fun feature side, Maury Glover has a piece about Purple Rain, the musical, debuting in Minneapolis before it goes to Broadway.
Yep.
And we have a documentary airing tonight at 9:30, from 9:30 to 10, on the fate of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes. I talked to Joe Augustine about it on Monday.
Yeah. So that airs at 9:30 tonight. That is a story that is legendary in the Great Lakes states. I know when I worked in Michigan, people would tear up when they would hear the song about the Edmund Fitzgerald. And so the Edmund Fitzgerald was very special to people in the Detroit area. It was a very well-known ship, and the captain was well-known because I think he used to play music or something like that. But and then just Lake Superior being what it is, and it could be a treacherous and dangerous lake with storms, there have been a lot of shipwrecks up there. And so what happened to the Edmund Fitzgerald? There's no consensus on what happened and why it went down. So yeah, 50 years ago.
Well, it's a big deal with Purple Rain tonight, when you have the Minnesota Timberwolves are in New York playing at Madison Square Garden against the Knicks. And Spike Lee is here in town for Purple Rain.
That's true.
That's a big deal.
We asked Maury if he'd talk to Spike, but when he left here after the meeting today, and it was kind of funny. Maury's a very funny guy, and he said, "Well, and as a matter of fact, I have talked to Spike Lee. It was a couple of years ago, but I have talked to him." So it is exciting to have the debut of that musical here, and then it goes to Broadway.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Well, Kelsey, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show, and we'll talk to you in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good night, guys.
All right, take care. That's Fox 9 Bye. News anchor Kelsey Carlson joining us here on The Lake Show. All right, we'll break. We'll come back. You know what time it is. It's time for headlines. We get to that next. All right, Christopher Tubbs is out this evening. He's attending Purple Rain. Jonathan Lowe hanging out with me tonight. He's kicking off headlines.
All right, let's go back to last night. And one election in the state that is a little bit interesting, a little bit controversial. Voters in Duluth gave the first renter's rights law of its kind in Minnesota a resounding endorsement Tuesday in a win fueled by months of intense on-the-ground campaigning. The new right to repair ordinance, approved with more than two-thirds of the vote, will allow renters to initiate small fixes without involving city inspectors and with an assurance that landlords will pay. The ordinance proposed by a group of renters called Duluth Tenants has been controversial in the city, with an aging housing stock and dearth of homes for sale. Some city and business leaders have strongly opposed the effort, especially as it bypassed city council regulation and was funded by Take Action Minnesota, a progressive political advocacy nonprofit. But it also had support from some state lawmakers, and organizers say more than 150 Duluth renters knocked on 22,000 doors to gather enough signatures to bring the right to repair ordinance to a vote. Nearly $300,000 were spent on the effort between Take Action Minnesota and a real estate association. Minnesota Campaign Finance Board records show Take Action invested more than $200,000 since May. In the past few weeks, Lake Superior area realtors spent $50,000 to oppose the effort, with 80% of that funding from the National Association of Realtors. The city council this summer approved stronger rental protections to root out negligent landlords, but Duluth tenants have maintained, their ordinance is still needed.
That's interesting to see how many people got behind that campaign and behind that push. That's, yeah, that's interesting to me.
Yeah. And we'll stay in the state. This might not be such great news. With the uncertain state of politics, volatile stock market, and massive layoffs, it's more important than ever to be wise with your money and not overspend with your credit card. A new study has found that Minnesotans currently lead the nation in increasing credit card debt.
Ooh.
The personal finance website WalletHub has placed Minnesota in the number one spot on a survey list titled States Where Credit Card Delinquency is Increasing the Most.
Oh, no.
The study shows the rate of credit card delinquency increasing in all 50 states over the first two quarters of 2025. Credit card delinquency is increasing the most in Minnesota as the state's residents were delinquent on nearly 33% more credit cards in quarter two 2025 than they were during quarter one 2025. Minnesota residents' trouble making credit card payments is exacerbated by the fact that they have relatively large credit card debts in general, says WalletHub analyst Chip Lupo.
How would you categorize or describe yourself with credit cards? Are you somebody that has credit cards, doesn't have much debt?
I haven't had a credit card in a decade and a half.
Really?
I had one when I started here, but I was way in debt with it, so I closed it out, and I haven't had one since.
Yeah, I have several credit cards, but I'm not a big credit card guy. I don't really use credit cards that much.
Right.
The only credit card that I use all the time is my Costco card. Outside of that, if I travel, I will use a Hilton, I'll use a Marriott, something like that, and that's it. I'm not really into it like that.
Understood. And that, I think that's a pretty good good rule of logic to follow. It'll help you out in the long run. Now let's get to the story of the night.
Uh-oh.
FIFA has announced the creation of a peace prize, which it plans to award at the draw of the World Cup on December 5th in Washington.
A what prize?
The award, called the FIFA Peace Prize, will recognize exceptional actions for peace, soccer's governing body said Wednesday. In an increasingly unsettled and divided world, it's fundamental to recognize the outstanding contributions of those who work hard to end conflicts and bring people together in the spirit of peace, FIFA President Gianni Infantino said. FIFA said the award, which Infantino will present this year, will be bestowed annually on behalf of fans from all over the world. President Donald Trump, who has a close relationship with Infantino, was passed over for the Nobel Peace Prize last month despite lobbying from fellow Republicans, various world leaders, and himself. Infantino and Trump were both scheduled to speak at an unrelated event in Miami on Wednesday. FIFA recently added another link to Trump by appointing his daughter Ivanka to the board of a $100 million education program, part funded by 2026 World Cup ticket sales. What are your thoughts on that? The FIFA Peace Prize.
Oh, boy.
I saw this. I said, what? I said, oh, I gotta put this on for today.
FIFA and Trump. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
Things that make you say,
Yes. Real quick, let's get to this last one. Tinder is looking to AI to revitalize its dating app, which has now reported 9 straight quarters of paying subscriber declines as of the third quarter this year. The dating app maker Match Group told investors on Tuesday's earnings call that Tinder is testing a feature called Chemistry that will go in that will get to know users through questions and, with permission, will access camera roll photos on users' phones to learn more about their interests and personality. The feature is already being piloted in New Zealand and Australia and will be a major pillar of Tinder's upcoming 2026 product experience, said Match Group CEO Spencer Raskoff. The company says it will engage users with interactive questions and learn more about them using AI technology so it can be recommended better, so it can recommend better, more compatible matches.
Oh, my goodness. Get your Tinder on. Get your Tinder on, baby. You know you love it. Let's do it. Is Tinder even popular still?
That's why they need the app. They have nine straight quarters of losing subscribers.
All right, that's going to wrap up headlines. Coming up next, CTE is closely associated with the National Football League, but we have to expand how we think about CTE. We do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.